The $600 million contract to build state-of-the-art rail cars for the MTA by Bombardier Transit will retain 300 jobs at its Plattsburgh manufacturing plant and an additional 200 jobs at its suppliers. In a conference call, Governor Cuomo said the announcement of the contract is an example of the goals within the state budget.
It's all about what I call entrepreneurial government. How does this state government work to create jobs in New York? How do you take the state government and now make it a facilitator and an active partner with the private sector in generating jobs? The board voted for $600 million for a contract for Bombardier, 300 subway cars over 4 years to create or retain 500 jobs. So this is going to be a really, really big boost for the economy. Mm-hmm.
MTA Chairman Joseph Loda noted that the unanimous approval of the contract by the Board of Directors will help retain current jobs while creating new jobs and strengthening the component manufacturers and supply sectors across the state.
This award is for $600 million, but I think it's important to note that this winning bid also saves the MTA some $57 million. I'm also excited to note that these cars will be built in New York State, at Bombardier's plant in Plattsburgh, New York, the first time an entire subway car has been manufactured in the state. With this order, we're benefiting New York City Transit subway customers with an infusion of new equipment for our fleet, as well as fueling economic growth for the state of New York.
Plattsburgh North Country Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Gary Douglas says the Plattsburgh area has become one of the nation's leading centers for transportation equipment production.
There are dozens of companies in the Plattsburgh area that produce transportation equipment components, but the two centerpieces are Bombardier, which makes rail cars, and Nova Bus, which makes buses. This is significant for the hundreds of employees at Bombardier, the hundreds of employees at more than a dozen suppliers that are set up in the Plattsburgh area to service them. It's significant to solidifying our position as a transportation equipment cluster for the country. And it is going, we expect, to trigger some major investment by Bombardier in the expansion and modernization of their facilities here.
Gary Douglas sees the contract as an example of how interconnected the entire state is becoming.
This is a classic example of how sometimes a lot of folks upstate don't understand how interconnected we are with downstate and would probably think of money and funding and approvals about subway systems in Manhattan as being irrelevant to places like Plattsburgh, New York. But a lot of what the MTA does is buy things, and a lot of those things are produced in upstate New York. It's a great example of the reality of that dollar flow actually going to the city but then coming back upstate. What's good for New York City often is good for upstate, and this is a prime example.
The 300 new Bombardier rail cars will be delivered in late 2016 and replace the oldest subway cars that are currently in use. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.